In the light of massive deregulation and significant tax breaks for businesses, have they increased their investments?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The volume and change in the level of business borrowing is a barometer of business activities in the economy. Business borrowing is usually for investment, and even if a business wants to borrow just to pay the bills, banks don't easily make those kinds of loans available, definitely not on a repeated basis. Banks lend money only to entities that really don't need that. To be fair, banks are also businesses and must make sure to have a reasonable certainty of debt repayment. So when the economy goes into recession, banks cut back in the volume of their loans. After the financial crash and the onset of the Great Recession, banks significantly reduced their lending to businesses. The total volume of business loans dropped by $400 billion, a drop of 25%. The recovery in business loans started in November 2010, about 6 months after the official end of the recession. The volume of loans reversed direction and started to climb, and by January 2014, it had reached back to its previous peak of $1.6 trillion. After adjustment for inflation, it took the rest of 2014 for the numbers to catch up. An increase in the level of business loans is a precursor to increase in business activities and higher employment, faster economic recovery. The increase in loans continued to add an average of $13 billion a month to a total volume of commercial loans between 2012 and 2016. In 2017, the rate of growth of commercial loans dropped significantly to an average of $2 billion a month, a gigantic drop. While the economy was doing very well, the volume of business loans surprisingly dropped through the first quarter of 2018. It should be noted that all of this was happening during a period of historically low interest rates and strong economy, a time you would expect strong demand for loans. We saw a clear reversal of that trend from the second quarter of 2018, resulting in an average increase of $17 billion a month for 2018. The new corporate law allows companies to write off purchase of new equipment instead of depreciating it over several years. It appears that this option was picked up by a large number of companies. Data supports this hypothesis, since not only the level of business loans grew very rapidly in 2018, half of all the loans extended in 2018 were in the fourth quarter, when interest rate was highest for that year. We expect to continue to see higher average investment in equipment while this deduction is on the books. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.